It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has unveiled new regulations that aim to slow the spread of COVID-19 across the state. Counties with high levels of coronavirus transmission would have to close indoor dining, limit gym attendance, and ban mass gatherings. Polis says the new system of rules is a good tool for county health officials, but that Coloradans should just stay home whenever possible.
There is a risk everywhere in our entire state. Whether it's 1 in 60 in your area or 1 in 120, this is the riskiest time for the virus everywhere in Colorado that we have had from the very start.
Pueblo is one Colorado county where restaurants could close indoor dining if the spread of coronavirus doesn't get under control. Cassie Chavez-Gibbons is a waitress and daughter of the owners of the Sunset Inn in Pueblo. She says business has already been slow and the uncertainty about the future is scary.
It's just really emotional to just wonder, like, what's going to happen to the business that my parents have built for the last 40 years.
Chavez-Gibbons says she's not sure whether the restaurant could get by with only takeout service if they have to close the dining room. An inmate at the Fremont Correctional Facility has died of COVID-19. This is the fifth Colorado prison inmate to die of the disease and the first from this particular prison. The State Department of Corrections says the 57-year-old died at a hospital in Pueblo yesterday. There are currently more than 900 active cases of COVID-19 inside Colorado's prisons, and the state is under a court order to provide all inmates with masks, identify those who are medically vulnerable, and house them separately. Children's Hospital Colorado is asking for blood donations. A spokeswoman says there's a critical shortage and that the hospital now has many patients who are very sick. She's asking people to come to the hospital center in Aurora to donate. Colorado weather is turning cloudy and cooler for the middle of the week and into the weekend. Highs near 70 in Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.